Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the weekly show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up on this week's program, have an interview with Jackson Lloyd. Jackson is the host of the NBA Action with Jackson podcast for the Rise Network and an NBA writer for Roll Call Sports. We discuss the current happenings with the Minnesota Timberwolves, including Anthony Edwards, Carl Anthony Towns, and so much more. Plus, we give you the current league leaders and standings as well as the upcoming games, important games in the NBA. It's going to be a great show on this week. But first, I want to start off with my top three storylines. They always say that the best gets better and the great just becomes greater. This week was one heck of a week for LeBron James. King James, the King, whatever you want to call him, man, he's just continued to dazzle and continuing to add to the legacy of his fantastic career. A great career, that matter. And, I mean, at 37, he is indeed an MVP candidate. On March the 19th, he moved into second place on the NBA's all-time scoring list, passing up Karl Malone. He did it in a game against the Washington Wizards. Here's the audio.
The zone. Nobody diving, though. Nobody standing around the perimeter.
Diving LeBron, and there it is.
There it is.
The kid from Akron, LeBron James.
That's right. That audio was courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet in the Los Angeles area. LeBron James, of course, achieving that feat against the Washington Wizards, even though the Lakers went on to lose that game. But the highlight wasn't the loss. The highlight was LeBron passing up Karl Malone for second on the NBA's all-time regular season scoring list. And again, LeBron just continued to add to his many accomplishments, gold medals, league MVPs, all-star games, all-star MVPs, finals MVP, and now, again, second on the NBA's all-time regular season scoring list. And if you thought LeBron was slowing up, man, just 2 days later on March the 21st, LeBron returned home to the Cleveland area to go up against his former team, the Cleveland Cavaliers. And let's just say he had some words for an old friend of his.
Austin Reeves doing there to get the fresh 14 for the Lakers.
LeBron! Look out below!
Oh, my Lord!
Oh, my Lord!
In fact, somebody just spilled a beer all over us. Where did it come from?
Gracious!
LeBron James! Oh, my
Boy, and all the excitement.
Love was standing there waiting for the charge. So all he gets is a poster as LeBron just elevates and just hammers it. Did you tell me before the game he was 37? You lied. Underneath, going to score again.
A little more routine that.
Again, that audio, again, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet in Southern California. And, of course, as the one of the announcers mentioned earlier, did you say he was 37? Yeah, he may be 37, but guess what? Age is nothing but a number. And he did that dunk on his former Cavaliers teammate, Kevin Love. And, by the way, the Lakers were going to beat the Cavaliers in that game 131-120. But just getting back to LeBron for a moment, since his high school games in Akron, Ohio, were nationally televised on ESPN, LeBron James has really lived under a microscope. From the time he was in high school, again, with his high school games being covered nationally, internationally, I should say, on ESPN, being on the cover of Sports Illustrated and Slam and all of these different types of magazines, LeBron has been in the public eye for so long. And, I mean, just continuing to be the model of consistency. And he's been in the NBA since the age of 18. And LeBron is like a fine wine. He's just getting better with time. And I tell you what, this week has been a great week for LeBron in terms of personal achievements. His team, that's another story for another day. His team still has a chance to participate in the play-in tournament. It's been a very rocky road. It's been a horrible year for them. But LeBron James, nevertheless, he had a great week, of course, becoming second on the league's all-time regular season scoring list. And on top of that, you've got, of course, with the ferocious dunk on Kevin Love. It goes to show you that LeBron still has the hops. He has no signs of slowing down anytime soon. I mean, come on, this is a man that spends over $1 million a year on his body, and definitely it's paying off. It goes to show you, man, just the framework that he has put together over the years and still continuing to play at such a high level. And we got to give it up to the kid from Akron, LeBron James, not just the force on the court, but he's been a force off the court. So big ups to LBJ. My next storyline is going to be the Miami Heat argument. Man, this week, matter of fact, in the Heat game, of course, the Heat losing to the Golden State Warriors, but the argument took place on March the 23rd as Heat players Jimmy Butler and Udonis Haslem, along with head coach Eric Spoelstra, got into a heated argument. Here's what happened.
Yeah, Eric Spoelstra, extremely agitated right now. The Warriors have scored the first 13 points of the quarter, and that was not the best timeout for Miami. It was some dysfunction over on the Heat sideline there. They're down by 13. John, this is an important stretch of game number 73 for the Heat this season.
All right, that audio was courtesy of Bally Sports Sun. And, man, this was a heated exchange. I mean, heated in more ways than one. You have Butler and Spoelstra exchanging words, and then Haslem gets into the mix as well. I don't know what his reason was for going off on him like that, but here's Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra giving a post-game interview.
It was pretty clear. Like, we have a very competitive, gnarly group, and we're getting our asses kicked, and Two straight games, we were not playing to the level that we wanted to play. And I would say virtually every single person in that huddle was pretty animated about, our disappointment and how we were playing.
All right, that audio, again, courtesy of the Miami Heat. And, wow, first of all, the frustrations have been running high for the Heat as of late. As this show is airing, the Heat have a three-game losing streak, and it hasn't been well for the Heat as of late. But, man, first of all, these are highly competitive athletes, alpha males, and, the situation, how it went is this. There was a timeout called. It happened in the third quarter. Butler and Spoelstra had gotten into words, exchanged words with one another, and it got so bad to the point where Heat players were having to separate both the guard and the coach. And then there were viral videos on social media showed that Udonis Haslem was offering to throw punches at the Spoelstra, looked at Butler in the huddle and said, what do you want me to do, fight you, end quote. And then Haslem took aim at Butler, said something that I'm not going to say on this good show. He had to be held over a few times, and then, Butler and Haslem exchanged words, then Spoelstra smashed his clipboard to the floor, walking in circles. Him and Butler continued to exchange words. It was just one thing after another. And it bottom line is this: whatever the situation was, Miami's got to get this thing fixed in a hurry because the playoffs are right around the corner. At the moment, they're currently in first place in the East. They've undergone a three-game losing streak, and rightfully so, because when you're losing, whenever you're under a losing streak, a lot of hot heads are revealed, and you want to make sure that you want to ease the tension a bit amongst your players, because right now, I mean, the chemistry's got to be right. The chemistry's off right now, and they don't want this to bleed over into the playoffs that are going to be coming up in late April. This is not a good situation right now. Jimmy Butler, one of the top guards in the league. He's an all-star. Eric Spoelstra, a candidate for NBA Head Coach of the Year. Udonis Haslem, I mean, he's been with the Heat forever and ever. He hasn't He's only played in, what, like almost 50 games in 2 years or something like that. I don't know what his reason was for getting into this whole charade, but bottom line is this. A most important time of the year is coming up late April with the playoffs. At the moment, they're currently the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. They need to have this chemistry, and they need to have it to – they need to carry this thing going into the postseason. You know, whatever issues that they're having, they got to get it fixed, and they got to get it fixed in a hurry. And for my last storyline is going to be the Memphis Grizzlies. Wow, the Memphis Grizzlies are currently in a three-game winning streak. And, you know, for those that may have not had an opportunity to watch the Memphis Grizzlies, people were in for a treat in the middle of the week as they had an opportunity to beat the Brooklyn Nets without Ja Morant. Ja Morant is still hurt. And, I mean, I got to tell you, Ja Morant is an MVP candidate. But how about Desmond Bane? Desmond Bane is one of the best shooters in the league. You've also got De'Anthony Melton, who's really nice. Jaren Jackson Jr. is really good. Kyle Anderson is nice as well. Dylan Brooks coming back from injury. He's really good. Steven Adams is a great rim protector. I mean, Memphis is for real. And you're playing in a tough Western Conference. You have to bring it every night. Currently in the moment, Memphis sits second in the Western Conference standings. Memphis is for real this year. I mean, any team in the West is for real and then some. And to say that, okay, so currently in this three-game winning streak, Memphis has beaten Houston, they've beaten Indiana, and they beat Brooklyn. All three of those wins were without Ja Morant. So they are definitely a team that's capable of beating opponents without Ja Morant. Ja Morant is an MVP candidate, but they go to show you that they have the depth. They have the versatility. They have everything that they need to get ahead in the Western Conference. Can they win the West? Strong possibility. I mean, Phoenix has just been so consistent all year. Again, Chris Paul hasn't been back as of yet, but they've got Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Jay Crowder, and a host of characters on that team that's definitely making waves happen. But Memphis is for real. Memphis is not for play. Memphis was real last year. Memphis is definitely real upon real this year and then some. So please pay attention to the Memphis Grizzlies. Grizzlies, again, if you haven't watched them this year, they're a sight to see. Ja Morant, again, he should be back maybe soon. There's no timetable. But, hey, as I mentioned earlier, Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson Jr., also, you got Steven Adams. You've got a host of players that are making this engine run until Ja comes back from injury. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll have the current league leaders and standings in the association. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
.145/92
.180/111
.182/100 And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. It's just dumb.
We can tell you exactly why Bombas socks, t-shirts, and underwear are so comfortable. We could talk about our soft fabrics, or how we donate one item for every item you buy. But we think our customers said it best, so we hired some professional voice actors to read real customer reviews.
Bum diggities on my pickies.
It's like being hugged by an angel.
I borrowed a pair for my son and didn't want to give them back.
Give an item when you buy an item and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/comfy. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Thank you.
everybody. Welcome back to the program. Now it's time for the current league leaders in the NBA. Let's start with points per game. I mentioned him at the beginning of the program, the King, LeBron James, representing the Los Angeles Lakers. He is currently the league leader, the league's leading scorer in the NBA. He's averaging 30 points per game. Coming in at number two is Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers. Coming in at number three is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. Coming in at number four is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. And in fifth is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. Next category is rebounds per game. Coming in at number one is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 14 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. He's averaging 13.5 rebounds per game. Coming in at number three is Domantas Sabonis from the Sacramento Kings. He's averaging 12 rebounds per game. Coming in at number four is Clint Capella from the Atlanta Hawks, and coming in at number five is Jonas Valanciunas from the New Orleans Pelicans. Next category is assists per game. At number one is Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. Coming in at number two is James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers. Coming in at number three is Trae Young. Coming in at number four is DeJounte Murray from the San Antonio Spurs. And at number five is Darius Garland from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Next category is steals per game. Coming in at number one is DeJounte Murray from the San Antonio Spurs. Coming in at number two is Chris Paul. Coming in at number three is Gary Trent Jr. from the Toronto Raptors. Coming in at number four representing the Philadelphia 76ers is Matisse Thybulle. And coming in at number five is Tyrese Halliburton from the Indiana Pacers. Next category is blocks per game. Coming in at number one, I mentioned him earlier at the beginning of the show, Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's number one in blocks per game. Coming in at number two is Robert Williams from the Boston Celtics. Coming in at number three is Rudy Gobert. Coming in at number four is Jakob Poeltl from the San Antonio Spurs. And coming in at number five, representing the New York Knicks, Mitchell Robinson. Next category is field goal percentage. He leads the league currently in rebounds. He's also leading the league in field goal percentage. Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. Coming in at number two is Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Coming in at number three is DeAndre Ayton from the Phoenix Suns. Coming in at number four is Montrezl Harrell from the Charlotte Hornets. And at number five is Jakob Poeltl. Next category is three-point percentage. We have representing the Phoenix Suns is Cameron Johnson. He's at number one. Coming in at number two is Luke Kennard from the Los Angeles Clippers. Coming in at number three, I mentioned him earlier, Desmond Bane from the Memphis Grizzlies. Coming in at number four is Lonzo Ball from the Chicago Bulls. And at number five is Grant Williams from the Boston Celtics. Next category is three-point field goals made. Coming in at number one is Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. He's made 285 three-point field goals this season. Coming in at number three is Buddy Hield from the Indiana Pacers. Coming in at number three is Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. Coming in at number four is Malik Beasley from the Minnesota Timberwolves. And at number five is Donovan Mitchell from the Utah Jazz. Next category that we have is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one, Steph Curry, representing the Golden State Warriors. He's shooting 92% from the free throw line. Coming in at number two is his teammate, Jordan Poole. At number three is Darius Garland. Coming in at number four is Danilo Gallinari from the Atlanta Hawks. And at number five is Emmanuel Quickley from the New York Knicks. And then the last category that we have is minutes per game. At number one, Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. He's averaging 38 minutes per game. His teammate, it comes in at second from Toronto, Pascal Siakam. Coming tied for third, in minutes per game is James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers and LeBron James from the Los Angeles Lakers. And coming in fifth, representing the Brooklyn Nets, is Kevin Durant. And those are your current league leaders in the NBA. Let's move along now to the standings. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. The Miami Heat are currently the number one seed in the Eastern Conference in the moment. They have a record of 47 wins and 27 losses. Currently, they're the only team in the East that have clinched their division. However, there are other teams that can take that top spot, so let's get right to it. Miami currently holds the number one seed at the moment with a record of 47 and 27. The Philadelphia 76ers are currently second with a record of 46 wins and 27 losses. The Milwaukee Bucks are third with a record of 46 wins and 27 losses. The Boston Celtics are next in fourth with a record of 46 and 28. The Chicago Bulls are fifth with a record of 42 and 31. The Cleveland Cavaliers are in sixth place with a record of 41 wins and 32 losses. So if the playoffs started today, Miami, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Boston, Chicago, and Cleveland would all have the top six playoff spots. Now, here's the rest of the standings in the East. The Toronto Raptors are currently seventh with a record of 41 and 32. The Brooklyn Nets are in eighth place with a record of 38 and 35. The Charlotte Hornets are currently in ninth place with a record of 38 and 36. And the Atlanta Hawks are currently 10th with a record of 37 and 37. So again, if the play-in tournament started today, Toronto, Brooklyn, Charlotte, and Atlanta would all be eligible for the play-in tournament to determine who would have the 7th and 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. And now for the rest of the standings, coming in 11th are the New York Knicks with a record of 32 and 42. The Washington Wizards are next with a record of 31 and 42. The Indiana Pacers are in 13th place with a record of 25 and 49. The Detroit Pistons are 14th with a record of 20 and 54. And in last place are the Orlando Magic with a record of 20 and 54. Those are your current standings in the Eastern Conference. Let's move along now to the Western Conference. The Phoenix Suns have clinched the Western Conference and a playoff position. The Phoenix Suns have a record of 60 wins and 14 losses. They are the number one seed. The Memphis Grizzlies are the number two seed. They have clinched the playoff position. They have a record of 51 wins and 23 losses. Next, we have now everything else is still up for grabs. The Golden State Warriors are currently third with a record of 48 and 26. The Utah Jazz are in fourth place with a record of 45 and 29. The Dallas Mavericks are fifth with a record of 45 and 29. And the Denver Nuggets are next with a record of 43 wins and 31 losses. So if the playoffs began today, Phoenix, Memphis, Golden State, Utah, Dallas, and Denver would all be automatic bids in the playoffs. Those are the top six teams that would get in automatically in the Western Conference. Now for the rest of the standings, the Minnesota Timberwolves are currently in seventh place with a record of 43 and 32. The Los Angeles Clippers are currently eighth with a record of 36 and 39. The New Orleans Pelicans are in ninth place with a record of 31 and 42, and the Los Angeles Lakers are in 10th place with a record of 31 and 42. So again, if the play-in tournament started today in the Western Conference, Minnesota, L.A. Clippers, New Orleans, and the L.A. Lakers would all play in the play-in tournament, would all be eligible to be in the play-in tournament to determine who would win the 7th and 8th seeds in the Western Conference. Now for the rest of the standings, the San Antonio Spurs come in 11th with a record of 29 and 44. The Portland Trail Blazers are currently 12th with a record of 27 and 46. The Sacramento Kings are in 13th with a record of 26 and 48. The Oklahoma City Thunder currently are in 14th place with a record of 21 and 52. And the Houston Rockets are currently 15th with a record of 19 and 55. So those are your current standings and your league leaders in the NBA. Definitely very exciting as we wind down the regular season and get close to the play-in tournament, which should be happening within a matter of a few weeks. When we come back from the break, I have an interview with Jackson Lloyd. Jackson is the host of the NBA Action with Jackson podcast for the Rise Network and an NBA writer for Roll Call Sports. We discuss the latest happenings with the Minnesota Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards, Carl Anthony Towns, and so much more. Jackson is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
New video game, phone, maybe a bike?
Give your kids a gift they'll love, the gift of learning. Give them OutSchool. OutSchool offers live, affordable, online, interactive classes for all kids pre-K through high school. With a wide variety of subjects from video game design and movie animation to private instrument lessons and zookeeping, OutSchool has something fun and inspiring for every kid. Right now, you can save $15 on your child's first class at OutSchool.com/give and use code GIVE.
We could tell you exactly why Bombas socks, T-shirts, and underwear are so comfortable. We could talk about our soft fabrics or how we donate one item for every item you buy. But we think our customers said it best, so we hired some professional voice actors to read real customer reviews.
Bum diggities on my pickies.
It's like being hugged by an angel.
I borrowed a pair for my son and didn't want to give them back.
Give an item when you buy an item and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/comfy. That's bombas.com/comfy.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Wait a minute. I've heard that before. That's the note Jeremy wrote to me in my yearbook in the sixth grade. How'd you even know that?
Because it's from Geico.
Yeah, wait, here it is. Dear Luke, have a great summer. P.S. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. Love, Jeremy.
Geico's had this tagline for years, because we help save people money.
So wait, you're saying Jeremy copied you? Yeah, that actually does sound like something the J-Man would do.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You paid to do.
Exactly.
Dirk was 1 for 12 at halftime of that game. For three, Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards for three. Good. Edwards against Kleba. And he'll rise in fire for three. And it's another one good for Anthony Edwards. He's made back-to-back. Good hand by the White Powell. And the drive by Carl Anthony Towns. Punched it away. Deflected pass is caught by Towns. And a layup inside for Carl Anthony Towns. Towns just went 2-for-2 at the line. Mavericks were up 16. Towns made it a 14-point game. Beverly way upstairs. Towns also upstairs to follow it home. Towns driving hard and scoring to make it a 3-point game.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Bally Sports, and that was Minnesota Timberwolves players Anthony Edwards and Carl Anthony Towns in action against the Dallas Mavericks from March 21st of 2022. To talk more about Anthony as well as Carl Anthony Towns and the rest of the things happening currently with the Minnesota Timberwolves, we want to welcome him to the program. He's the host of the NBA Action with Jackson podcast as part of the Rise Network and also an NBA writer for the Roll Call Sports Network. Let's welcome Jackson Lloyd. Jackson, welcome to the program, my man.
Hey, Ed. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. As this interview is airing, I mean, what a month of March that the Timberwolves are having. I mean, as we get closer to the end of the regular season, as teams continue for this playoff push, I want to start off with Anthony Edwards for a moment. We have a lot of rising stars in the NBA under the age of 25. Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic, Trae Young, Brandon Ingram, just to name a few. Where does Anthony Edwards fit in the mix of all of this?
Well, I'm probably higher than most on Anthony Edwards. I have been saying for the bulk of this season, given how he's played, how the team has played, and just how I think he projects moving forward, that he needs to be compared with the Lukas, the Zions, the Jason Tatums, kind of that upper echelon of young players to where you're seeing them and you're wondering, are they going to be a future MVP? Are they going to be a future All-NBA first-team player? Anthony Edwards is a franchise cornerstone, and I think that he can be one of, if not the best player on a championship team in time.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, Anthony, I mean, his playing style, he's extremely athletic. And also, we mentioned about stars currently under the age of 25. How could I forget about Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies? But definitely, Anthony is someone that's definitely somebody you can put into the mix as well. I want to stay with Anthony for a moment. Jackson, what are some of the differences that you've seen from Anthony from this year as opposed to his rookie campaign last year?
This year to last, a lot of it stylistically is the same. I just think that he's a lot better as a player because he's taken a leap as a pull-up jump shooter. He has the pull-up three where it's not just if he's not getting to the rim, you're forcing him to take jumpers, he's going to settle and he's probably going to miss. I think that he is a legitimate threat off the dribble. I think that that paired with his ability as a driver to put his head down and get to the rim, just that combination makes him lethal as a player. And then defensively, I think that playing defense in the NBA as a young player is difficult, and you more often than not, you're going to be struggling. And for him, I just think that getting that more seasoning, playing along guys like Jared Vanderbilt, Jaden McDaniels, Patrick Beverley, kind of defensive-slanted, defensive-minded players have allowed him to kind of take that next step. I'm not saying that he's going to make an all-defensive team this year or that he's one of the better defenders in the league yet, but I think that he's showing promise on that end, and I think that there is a reality or there is a circumstance where he's one of the better defensive players at his position, and I think that in time that'll kind of be the common takeaway with his game, that he's a legitimate two-way player in the league.
How far away do you think he's from being considered for an MVP?
I think that this season he had a pretty good all-star case. Obviously, Andrew Wiggins and DeJounte Murray made the team. I thought that if you're Brandon Ingram, if you're Anthony Edwards, you could be feeling some type of way about that. Not to take anything away from those two players. They're tremendous, well-deserved. But just looking at it from that point of view, I think he's already an all-star caliber player. As for next season and beyond, that's when I think we get into, okay, the goal is to make an all-NBA team. The goal is to be 14 in your conference, get a home court playoff series, win a playoff series, build towards contention, and then once you get your age 24, 25, 26 season, I think that this may be a player that we're looking at, okay, he's going to be on MVP ballots. I'm not saying that he's going to be the best player in the league. I know competition is going to be really tough with Giannis and Luka and Jokic, but I think that, you know, beyond those first few guys, when we get into future MVP candidates, his name has to be towards the top of the list, and I think that, you know, why not? You're 5, 6, 7. That's definitely something that I'm almost expecting at this point.
Yeah, definitely. Anthony Edwards, one of the rising stars that we'll definitely keep our eyes on for years to come. And speaking of someone that we've kept our eyes on for a minute, he's been the franchise player for the Minnesota Timberwolves, Karl Anthony Towns. Karl has been through a lot within these past 2 years, but man, what a season that he's had so far this year, winning the NBA three-point contest during the All-Star weekend in Cleveland, and then on this magnificent run so far with the Timberwolves as we get closer to the playoffs. Give me your thoughts on Cat and his play this season.
Well, this has been one of the best months of his professional career, like you said. And then not only did he win a three-point contest, he also won Player of the Week last week. This is kind of Karl Anthony Towns coming into his own. And I think that everybody knows that he's a talented offensive player, gifted shooter. He can just light up the scoreboard. But I really think what has kind of pushed him into that, you know, level of performance is how well he's performing on drives, because he's always had skill as a jump shooter. He could always post up. But when you can post up and when you can shoot, teams are going to send help. They don't want you to beat them that way. What's the way to counter that? Face up, drive to the basket, and it's just kind of easier to operate from the mid post on your drives like that, whether it's driving to the rim and getting fouled or just making the extra pass, kick out pass. More talented team around him now. Previous years, a lot of bricklayers on the Timberwolves, but this season, D'Lo, Ant, that's adequate supporting help. And you have guys like Patrick Beverley, Malik Beasley, Torian Prince, who's recently come into his own, playing really good down the stretch. Those guys are I would say, better shot makers than he's had around him for the bulk of his career, and we're just kind of seeing it all come together and manifest itself on this playoff push.
Jackson, you mentioned that about Cat being so skilled for his size. There's a lot of skilled big men in the NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, and then you can add Karl Anthony Towns to the mix as well. We talk about, you know, Embiid, Jokic, and even Giannis from time to time. They show off their long-range shooting. Do you think Cat's long-range shooting is the underrated part of his game?
Well, in terms of all-time standing, I think that he's the second-best big man shooter of all time behind Dirk. I know that recently some people have kind of put him towards the top of that, but me personally, just the way Dirk was able to shoot out of the turnaround jumpers, the one-foot fade, everybody knows that trademark shot. So got to give him the nod over Cat. However, I don't think Karl Anthony Towns is a good shooter comparatively to centers. I think that he is flat out a great shooter. He is the guy that you're always thinking, shoot the ball every single time you get it, just green light. And it's almost to the point where there's not a bad shot on the floor for him. I think that whenever he shoots it, I think the ball is going in. Just looking at it, he's about 58% from two, 41% from three on five attempts a game. And it's really rare to be not only that good of a shooter, but have it be at a position where a lot of these big guys, the comfort isn't there as a shooter. And if it is, a lot of times the defense will allow them to take that shot. If it's a Valanciunas or a Jokic or a Miles Turner, you kind of have to pick your poison with certain players. And oftentimes just letting them hoist that semi-contested three is a better alternative than them scoring inside the lane. But for Cat, it's really – you really just got to hope that you send help, he turns it over, and it kind of happens that way because he is a lethal jump shooter. I think that offhand he's probably top 8 to 10 shooter in the world and just a tremendous skill set. And I truly think that he is not only an elite shooter for a big man, he is an elite shooter, period.
Cat is somebody we've mentioned. We talked about Anthony Edwards possibly being an MVP candidate within the next 3 to 5 years or so. But in this current MVP race, Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, also you could put Luka Doncic in the mix as well, Ja Morant, Jason Tatum, LeBron James, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Where does Cat fit in the mix in this year's MVP race?
I don't think that Cat has a great MVP argument. I do think that as of right now, you know, 10, 11, 12 games remaining for various teams, that I think he is a lock for All-NBA, and I think that he should be the All-NBA second-team center, assuming the NBA allows dual positional flexibility for Embiid and Jokic. I think those two will be on the first team. And then second team will be between Cat and Rudy Gobert. Obviously a great player in his own right, but I just think the recent stretch for Cat, paired with he's played about 400 more minutes than Gobert this season, has kind of put him into that mix for All-NBA second team, especially that it was always Cat's playing tremendous, but the basketball the Timberwolves are playing doesn't matter. Late in the season, these games don't mean anything. They're playing for lottery balls. They're not in the play-in, playoff mix. Completely flipped. This season, every single game matters. Every night's playoff mentality. Don't want to get carried away, but it's more or less must-win situation if you want to avoid the play-in and just be a top six team straight up. So for me, I think Cat fixes right into that second team, and he's been, I don't know, a top 10, top 12 player. There's something along those lines.
All right, I want to move along now to some important players that have been paying off big dividends for the T-Wolves this year. D'Angelo Russell, what a player he's been for the T-Wolves since he's arrived from Brooklyn. You know, D'Angelo has been one of the scorers for Minnesota this year, doing what he's done best. And give me your thoughts on D'Angelo and his play for Minnesota this year.
I think that he's been essential for them. And we saw earlier in the season he was dealing with a little bit of those minor ankle ailments. The team struggled. They started 4-9 when he was in and out of the lineup. Now he's back. Now they're looking tremendous. I think that especially paired with another high-usage guard like Anthony Edwards, a high-usage player like Karl Anthony Towns, it's really important and awesome that the Timberwolves have a guard in Russell who's incredibly play the one or two. He's comfortable both with the ball – and without the ball. High volume, 3-point shooter. The shot's been hit or miss at times this season, but regardless of that, every single night you can feel his imprint and impact on the game. He's one of the better passers in the league. I think that he's great finding cutters. Just watching him play with Vanderbilt, Malik Beasley, Torian Prince, and Jaden McDaniels, I think that all of those guys have benefited playing alongside him. He just makes the game so much easier for those kind of more reliant role players. And just his timing and ability to hit them and spots where they can score and convert on the floor is huge.
You mentioned about D'Angelo Russell making things easy for those gentlemen. Well, one player that makes things extremely hard for opposing players is Patrick Beverley. I mean, when you talk about defense and you talk about trash talking at its best, I mean, Patrick Beverley is one that's not afraid to get in your face and then some. Give me your thoughts on Patrick and his play this season.
He's been excellent. That's why here on the contract extension, I think that the trade with Culver to Memphis couldn't have worked out any better for the Timberwolves. You get, you know, it's kind of cliche. You get a tone center, a guy who can disrupt the culture, bring you back to winning ways, and I'm ecstatic with his play this season. Minor gripes being, you know, Pat Bev is a double-edged sword. Sometimes he makes poor decisions offensively, taking some erratic shots. He's going to get technical fouls. He'll occasionally get thrown out of the game, but just the his overall ability to defend ones and twos, just having someone who can take quicker players. And then also, if need be, he will guard bigger offensive players, bigger guards like a Luka Doncic on occasion. And, yeah, he's not always going to succeed, but you're going to hear it. He's going to tell you that he's there, he's about it. And I think that he fits in nicely along three high-usage players. He doesn't care whether he shoots the ball 7 times or 2 times or 17 times. He's just going to play his role, defend, and I think that he pairs well both with the starting five and alongside kind of more bench-slanted units where, you know, he might have to run the team, but he can fit in next to a staggered lineup where it's only D'Lo or it's only Ant on the floor. He can play next to Jalen Noel. So I think that he's almost been everything this team needs in some ways.
All right, and a couple of more players I want to mention. Malik Beasley, also Torian Prince, and Jared Vanderbilt. And I know, you know, Malik has been someone that's kind of, that's been pretty solid and pretty consistent for the T-Wolves this year. And, of course, Torian Prince has done his part in the front court as well as Jared Vanderbilt. Just give me your thoughts on those players and how their seasons have gone.
Jared Vanderbilt, this is kind of heating up nationally, but sneaky all-defense case. There are some gripes offensively. Yes, he has some hands issues. Yes, he's really only scoring on slip screens and putbacks, but just a tremendous energy to him. He's been essential, nice, snug fit alongside Karl Anthony Towns. I really think that he empowers the team defensively, whether he's guarding at the point of attack or, you know, in an off-ball helper role. I think that he gives him some size at the four spot. Torian Prince, really slow start, coming off ankle surgery, in the offseason. It took him a while to find his footing. Some people even wanted him moved at the deadline. I was more or less indifferent about that happening. And he's remained with the team. And that's almost felt like they acquired a new player because he's flipped the script. He's been a completely different player than he was in November, December. And they've needed his shooting. He's aggressive in transition. He runs the floor well, fills the lane. And then that brings us to Malik Beasley, who he is probably the best shooter on the team. It's between him and D'Lo. He can come off screens, movement shooter, and he's going to get high volume of three-point attempts off, kind of regardless of the defense, regardless of the coverage. He's going to continue to take his shots. That's going to lead to some streaky shooting, some cold nights, but regardless, he's going to be relentless, just firing away. He's going to remain confident, and I think that his athleticism, it goes well with his team, especially, you know, they're second in pace this year. They're trying to play faster, get out in transition, play off their stops. They force a ton of turnovers defensively. I think that really is a snug fit with the roster. And despite some hit-or-miss nights, I think that especially over the past 2 months or so, he's been huge, one of the better bench players in the league.
All right, and you heard it from him. He is Jackson Lloyd, host of the NBA Action with Jackson podcast as a part of the Rise Network, and he's also an NBA writer for the Roll Call Sports Network. Jackson, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody a little bit about the NBA Action with Jackson podcast.
So I run the NBA Action with Jackson podcast at NBA Action Pod on Twitter. Try and get weekly episodes out there. It's been difficult with school and work and marriage and all that. But again, those are long form NBA episodes, typically 1 to 2 hours in length of late. And then on Twitter, I'm at Jackson Lloyd NBA.
Awesome. And then also you're an NBA writer for Roll Call Sports Network. So just tell everybody what you do with Roll Call.
Trying to get into writing more on occasion. I'll release a piece if I got some content that I want to discuss and dissect. Hopefully, in the near future, I'm writing more and more on a more weekly and even pattern. But for the time being, it's just kind of periodic.
Solid, solid. Before I let you go, I just want to ask you about Minneapolis, not just Minneapolis, but really Minnesota in particular. I know in the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings are pretty big, and then there's the Minnesota Twins in Major League Baseball. I know Minnesota is a breeding ground for hockey, home to the NHL's Minnesota Wild. But with the recent resurgence of the T-Wolves, what's the fan base like? Is the fan base kind of equal with Vikings, T-Wolves, Twins, and the Wild, or is it kind of more towards the Timberwolves? How is the fan base work in the Twin Cities?
So I would say that it's definitely a hockey town, and then that the Vikings are the cream of the crop, where everyone's following the Vikings. However, I do think that people will pay for and pay attention to a winning team, and I think we've seen that along as the season's gone along. Just the energy around Target Center, even on the broadcast of games, you can feel it. Just the more energetic and frantic crowds. D-Lo's actually said himself, like, we need to be loud as a fan base and just bring an energy and kind of dynamic to the game. Leave your imprint, have a home court advantage, again, to be cliche. But, again, not known for basketball fandom. Everybody knows the checkered history of the franchise since Garnett left and even a few years before that. Obviously a horrid playoff drought, but I think brighter days are ahead. They got a young core they can lean on. And I do think that once people see what they are on the court, they see the product, just how not only good they are, but how fun they are to watch. I think that people will definitely tune in, and basketball can be more prominent on the scene.
Awesome. Awesome. And again, one more time, Jackson, tell everybody where they can find you on social media. NBA Action with Jackson, Roll Call, and any other social media tags or any websites you want to let the audience know, let them know that as well.
On Twitter, it's at Jackson Lloyd NBA, and then the NBA Action with Jackson podcast is at NBA Action Pod. I am very frequent on Twitter, always tweeting, monitoring, and watching the NBA every single night, so you guys can find my work there.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He is Jackson Lloyd. He is the host of the NBA Action with Jackson podcast. It's a part of Rise Network and also NBA writer for Roll Call Sports Network. So check out his stuff. Check out the podcast, amongst other things. Jackson, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Thank you so much, and for sure, just let me know. I love coming on.
You got it. You got it. We'll be back with more right after this.
Did you? Sure. Dirk was 1 for 12 at halftime of that game. For three, Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards for three. Good. Edwards against Kleba. And he'll rise in fire for three. And it's another one good for Anthony Edwards. He's made back to. Good hand by the White Powell. And the drive by Carl Anthony Towns. Punched it away. Deflected pass is caught by Towns. And a layup inside for Carl Anthony Towns. Towns just went 2 for 2 at the line. Mavericks were up 16. Towns made it a 14-point game. Beverly way upstairs. Towns also upstairs to follow it home. Towns driving, driving hard, and scoring to make it a 3-point game.
Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Finally, the lake house all to myself. Peace and quiet. Whoa, would you look at that? Looks like Gary got a Skag Patriot zero-turn mower. There's no mistaking that cat's eye gold color, tough tubular steel frame, an unmatched quality of cut, comfy, thick cushion seat, powerful engine. Whoa.
The moment you know you want a Skag, visit Skag.com to find out why Skag mowers are simply the best.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a Street King.
Yeah. Since that fat tax check is coming soon, get some custom wheels on your ride today. Street King will give you 90 days same as cash. Just pay them off when your tax check comes. Choose from the huge in-store selection of 24-inch wheels as low as $12.99. 22s as low as $9.99. Or rent or own your wheels from as low as $29 per week. No credit check. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a Street King.
Finally, the lake house all to myself. Peace and quiet. Whoa, would you look at that? Looks like Gary got a Skag Patriot zero-turn mower. There's no mistaking that cat's eye gold color, tough tubular steel frame, an unmatched quality of cut, comfy, thick cushion seat, powerful engine. Whoa.
The moment you know you want a Skag. Visit Skag.com to find out why Skag mowers are simply the best.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
We can tell you exactly why Bombas socks, T-shirts, and underwear are so comfortable. We could talk about our soft fabrics or how we donate one item for every item you buy. But we think our customers said it best. So we hired some professional voice actors to read real customer reviews.
Bum diggities on my pickies.
It's like being hugged by an angel.
I borrowed a pair from my son and didn't want to give them back.
Give an item when you buy an item and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/comfy. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Can't find a playlist for your unique taste? With two different mobile apps, TD Ameritrade makes sure that doesn't happen when you invest. Check out TD Ameritrade Mobile and thinkorswim Mobile to find the app that's right for you. Member SIPC. Can't find a playlist for your unique taste? With two different mobile apps, TD Ameritrade makes sure that doesn't happen when you invest. Check out TD Ameritrade Mobile and thinkorswim Mobile to find the app that's right for you. Member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget, unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, kiddo. How was the hill?
Educational.
Oh, learn a new trick?
Yeah, the trick to a happy, fulfilling life, maybe. I learned that mountain air unleashes my inner peace. And rip and pow, well, the whole crew's all, yoo! Induces spontaneous joy.
Okay, that's nice.
The Icon Pass lets you do you at 50 destinations worldwide from $249 adult. Drop in for next winter now and save at IconPass.com.
We could tell you exactly why Bombas socks, T-shirts, and underwear are so comfortable. We could talk about our soft fabrics or how we donate one item for every item you buy. But we think our customers said it best, so we hired some professional voice actors to read real customer reviews.
Bum diggities on my pickies.
It's like being hugged by an angel.
I borrowed a pair from my son and didn't want to give them back.
Give an item when you buy an item and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/comfy. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
We could tell you exactly why Bombas socks, T-shirts, and underwear are so comfortable. We could talk about our soft fabrics or how we donate one item for every item you buy. But we think our customers said it best, so we hired some professional voice actors to read real customer reviews.
Bum diggities on my pickies.
It's like being hugged by an angel.
I borrowed a pair from my son and didn't want to give them back.
Give an item when you buy an item and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/comfy. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to Jackson Lloyd, host of the NBA Action with Jackson podcast for the Rise Network and an NBA writer for Roll Call Sports, giving us the 411 on what's currently happening with the Minnesota Timberwolves and the players on that team. Thanks again to Jackson for appearing on the program. Before we get on out of here, let's give you just of upcoming games, the most important games coming up in the NBA for this week. Starting off on Saturday, March the 26th, an important game between the San Antonio Spurs and the New Orleans Pelicans. This is going to be interesting because this could determine possible placings in the NBA play-in tournament. The Pelicans are in a real good position right now while the Spurs are trying to get one of those spots. In the meantime, we got a big game between the Brooklyn Nets going up against the Miami Heat. Also, the Milwaukee Bucks going up against the Memphis Grizzlies. The Chicago Bulls squaring off against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then we've got coming up on Sunday, March the 27th, got a big game between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Boston Celtics. The Philadelphia 76ers going up against the Phoenix Suns, which could possibly be maybe a preview of this year's NBA Finals. I said maybe. There's a lot going on right now, so we'll have to see. In the meantime, you got a good one between the Los Angeles Lakers going up against the New Orleans Pelicans. Again, these two teams could possibly play in the play-in tournament. And then we've got the Utah Jazz going up against the Dallas Mavericks. And then the Charlotte Hornets going up against the Brooklyn Nets. And, yes, this will be the first home game of the season that Kyrie Irving will be playing in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. Of course, the New York City Mayor Eric Adams lifted the vaccine mandate for all performers in the New York City area that includes entertainers and athletes as well. So a lot of fans at the Barclays will get an opportunity to see Kyrie Irving in his first home game as a Brooklyn Net this season, coming up on Monday, March the 28th. Big game between the Denver Nuggets and the Charlotte Hornets. Also, we have the Chicago Bulls going up against the New York Knicks, the Boston Celtics squaring off against the Toronto Raptors, the Golden State Warriors against the Memphis Grizzlies. On Tuesday, March 29th, a big game between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Philadelphia 76ers could be a preview of the Eastern Conference Finals. Also, we've got the Dallas Mavericks against the Los Angeles Lakers and the Utah Jazz against the Los Angeles Clippers. Wednesday, March the 30th, the Dallas Mavericks squared off against the Cleveland Cavaliers, followed by the Minnesota Timberwolves against the Toronto Raptors. Also, the Miami Heat against the Boston Celtics, followed by we have the Phoenix Suns going up against the Golden State Warriors, and we have the Memphis Grizzlies squaring off against the San Antonio Spurs. Thursday, March the 31st, big game between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets could be a preview of this year's Eastern Conference Finals, followed by the Cleveland Cavaliers against the Atlanta Hawks, the Los Angeles Clippers against the Chicago Bulls, and the Los Angeles Lakers against the Utah Jazz. And on Friday, April the 1st, we have the Phoenix Suns going up against the Memphis Grizzlies, which maybe, I said it may be a preview of this year's NBA Finals. Stay tuned for that. Also, we've got the Los Angeles Clippers against the Milwaukee Bucks, followed by the Minnesota Timberwolves against the Denver Nuggets, and then the New Orleans Pelicans squaring off against the Los Angeles Lakers and could possibly decide the seeding in this year's play-in tournament. That's going to do it for the most important upcoming games in the NBA for this week. And again, a big special thank you to Jackson Lloyd, the host of the NBA Action with Jackson podcast for the Rise Network, and an NBA writer for Roll Call Sports, giving us the 411 currently happening with the Minnesota Timberwolves. And thank you to you, the listeners out there, for tuning in to this edition of At the Rim. I'm Ed Robinson, and until next week, so long, everyone.
Oh, hey, kiddo. How was the hill?
Educational.
Oh, learned a new trick?
Yeah, the trick to a happy, fulfilling life, maybe. I learned that mountain air unleashes my inner peace. And rip and pow, well, the whole crew's all, yoo, induces spontaneous joy.
Okay, that's nice.
The Icon Pass lets you do you at 50 destinations worldwide from $249 adult. Drop in for next winter now and save at iconpass.com. Yeah.
There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs and knowing no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours.
Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.